Oh, sorry. So the last member of Our Fair City tonight is a writer at Our Fair City. Please welcome to the stage Stephanie Spence.
So my name is Stephanie, like you said, and I have a quick poll for you guys, and I have to do this so I can actually see you. How many people in here are from Florida? Don't be ashamed. Yeah, woo! I actually got some. I didn't actually think I was going to get anybody, but that's really exciting. Do you want to leave? Because it's really fucking cold. Like, I have a car running, let's go. We'll have mojitos in like an hour. Really? Oh my god. Well, I'm leaving you and I'm going by myself, and there'll be mojitos. It'll be great. Yeah, the humidity is awful. But I ask because when I thought of the apocalypse, I immediately thought, oh my god, Florida, which is my home state, where I was born and raised. If the apocalypse starts in America, Florida has dibs. We have everything to make any apocalypse ever. We have giant reptiles. We have people on drugs eating each other's faces. Our state is slowly sinking into the sea. So I'm pretty sure we have it covered. Sorry, everybody else. Well, my original story I was going to tell was a really hilarious tale about boiling water to stave off cholera during hurricanes. But the writing group for Our Fair City asked me to tell a story that isn't really apocalyptic, but I think you guys will enjoy it. And I call it the manatee story. And it's a story... Gasp! And it's actually a story that happened to my sister when she was a junior at the University of Florida. So when you live in Florida, spring break is kind of hard. Our entire state is just one long beach. And so going to the beach isn't really that exciting once you've lived in Florida for a while. So what a lot of people will do is they'll actually just go further south and hang out in the Keys. Now, not all of the Keys are like Key Largo or Key West with like the pirate ships and whatever. Some of them are just kind of like little sandbars or little rock islands that are like barely elevated above sea level. And that's the kind of place that my sister and her maybe five or six people decided to go hang out. So they're in the back of a truck, drinking, having a good time. And most of these people are, you know, relatively drunk. It's spring break, but everyone's keeping it calm. Except one girl. And I will call her Kelly. Kelly is, like, blotto. Like, she's done. She's, like, college game championship levels of drunk. And Kelly is just freaking out. She's stumbling. Oh my god, you guys are on a beach, huh? And they're like, yeah, Kelly, we know. So, you know, everyone's having a good time. Kelly is especially having a great time. One of my sister's friends is looking out into the bay, into the ocean. It's beautiful. And they see a manatee, which is, like, kind of exciting, you know? Because you can see their, like, beautiful arc of their gray backs and the big tails, and that's kind of cool. So everyone's like, oh, manatee, that's so great. Kelly's like, oh, my fucking god, you guys, it's a manatee. You guys, are you looking? Yeah, Kelly, yeah, we have eyes, thank you. And like many drunk people, Kelly has really high ambitions for herself. Like, you know how you're like, oh, I'm gonna jump this 10-foot wall because I drank so much tequila. Kelly is like that, except her ambition is she wants to ride this manatee. Yes. So Kelly is, you know, telling everybody, oh my god, I'm gonna do it, you guys, I'm totally gonna do it. Kelly, that's illegal. It's weird. That is like a living creature. Kelly's already running down the pier, by the way. She's like gone. So everybody figures, well, you know, it's not that deep. It's going to be fine. She's just going to like fall into the water. It'll be kind of funny, whatever. So Kelly takes just like I said, like a running gallop down this pier. And instead of like kind of like a horse where you like ride the manatee, like getting on it and clamber style, she decides to take like a Mario style like jump out into the water to ride this manatee. What Kelly doesn't realize, and none of the people realize in those, like, seconds she's suspended in the air, is that the manatee isn't just, like, swimming playfully in the bay. It's actually dead. It is, like, a dead carcass, like, floating by. So when Kelly jumps onto the manatee, she doesn't land on it. She goes into the manatee. Where she proceeds to get stuck and, for the second time tonight, projectile vomits into the Atlantic Ocean while her friends watch. her friend stand there watching and not helping because she's like boob deep inside of the carcass. Moral to that. I wish I could say there's like a happy ending or a moral to the story, but there kind of isn't, except don't drink that much Svedka and go to brother. And yeah, that's it, you guys.
That is so fucking awesome. That's just so rad, man.
Awesome.
Sorry, this is so good.